We need to have a really good plan here. As always, we have to be out of the room at 10 o'clock. The last couple of weeks I've been a little late getting out of the room, and the help does not like that at all. So we have to be out on time. So we have just, say, 25 minutes to get all of our standard dances. My plan is to do them in comp order. Is that waltz, quick step, foxtrot, tango? What is comp order this weekend?
I think it's tango, then single tango, single foxtrot.
Okay, yeah. So it's waltz, quick step, grouped.
The new schedule just came out if you want me to check. The real schedule is out now.
It would be good to know, just so we do it in that order, if that's easy. So we'll assume waltz, quick step, grouped, then separate dance, foxtrot, tango in that order? Okay, we'll find out for sure. So waltz is your first impression dance. Very, very often the judges realize they've made a mistake after the waltz. They see a couple in the next dance that they didn't realize was so good or so bad in that first dance. So as you dance, then certain imperfections become more obvious. But also, as you dance, certain people who have quiet qualities start to come through, and we can see, oh, they're better than I thought. Or sometimes they've got a not-so-great frame, but their quality of movement is really good. So sometimes these disparities come through as the rounds go on. So remember, we want quality of movement from the very beginning, but also showmanship. Every dance should begin with some kind of a hook, something that draws attention to you as a person and you as a couple. Does anybody have a particularly good hook for starting their waltz?
Like, unusual?
What do you do that you feel works well for you to start your waltz? For instance, maybe everybody else in the waltz starts at the beginning of the long side and does a natural spin turn. So it could be really cool to be the couple that starts more in the middle of the floor and starts promenade position, and the first thing you do is a chasse. So you found a way to look different from the other couples. That's an easy hook that would work for a lot of people. If you have a really bad promenade position, don't start out in promenade position. So, or if you have a bad promenade position, go ahead and practice that way, and if it's ready on the day, go ahead and do that. So having something to do at the beginning of your... Yes?
The new schedule is not out. I've been lied to, but the old schedule says waltz, quick step, then tango, then foxtrot for bronze.
Okay. So unless anybody has different information, we'll just do things in that order tonight. Okay. So as we're dancing through our tonight, again, we don't have very much time. So right away from the beginning, start out as if the judges don't know who to look at. Tell them who to look at by the way you stand, by your attitude, by the choice of location on the floor. And if you haven't had enough time to think about that and I'm putting you on the spot, then just spend the next 5 days working on that until the comp, but just include that. So in the meantime, this is your first impression dance, the waltz. Show me everything that I need to see to mark you first. You are? Come to the center. Your performance just then was some kind of a balance between emotional and intellectual. If it was more emotional, move over this way. If it was more intellectual, move it over that way. Are you more of a feeler or a thinker, at least in this last waltz? And are people near the middle because you're kind of in the middle, pretty balanced?
I'm in the middle because it was like an emotionally thinking thing.
Emotional intelligence is good. So it's easy to say for champion dancers, the music comes on and they are immediately grabbed by the music. They are possessed by the music. And that's really, really important. So ideally, you've done your homework and you've done all the thinking. And now in the performance, You're not just thinking, you're now performing, and you're moved by the music. They say that Latin choreographer men always choreograph from below the belt. So there's something about what they're feeling in the presence of someone of the opposite or same sex who moves them to create their choreography. So it's important to realize then, if that person is choreographing that way, that's what motivates them, then it's real important not to turn that off. Use that to their advantage. And so many, many choreographers need that to have great choreography. The same thing about dancers. Whatever it is that moves you, if you need to think about somebody else when you're dancing, having good role models, help other people you're attached to, or somebody you want to impress, you can put in the seats on Sunday anybody you want. If your parents are very hypercritical and they would be good for you to think watching you to get the best result, do that. If it's your best friend who's hypercritical, or a sibling, or whatever, maybe it's not hypercritical that gets the best performance, maybe it's the opposite, somebody who just loves you and melts every time they're in your presence. Okay, that person's in the seat. So make sure you've got the motivation that works for you. But I can tell you, as a professional competitor, I hear the music, and no matter what music it is, I fall completely, head over heels, in love with that music, and I can't wait to move to that music with my partner. So find a way to get that way with all music. Even if it's a song you don't understand, even if it's one you wouldn't have picked, you've got so much great music in your head, in your system, from the way you've practiced, your own playlist, that it doesn't matter what they play, you're into it. Off you go to whatever song is in your head. So we're going to do that again. Stay with your comp partner if that person's the one you're with. Otherwise, switch to other partners. Dance and feel. Is there such thing as a happy waltz?
Yes.
Name one. Name a song that's played for a waltz, any piece of music that is happy. Say it again.
Cider House Blues.
Cider House Blues. Happy? Could be great, good. Just making a point. Now, you don't have to be happy to enjoy the dance. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you just have to be moved. So Barbara McCall won at Blackpool in the rumba thinking about her father dying. So she, not many people want to go that way, but that calls the most emotional performance. And I was there, I saw it, it was just, you can't believe it. So really, really important that you be moved in all of your dances, and you get to choose the way you're moved. So if the music that you hear is not the one you want to hear, that makes it harder. Acting will be involved. You'll have to put your head wherever it needs to be. Everybody know who Hannibal Lecter is? So he has... So he describes his head as a mansion full of rooms, and he can just go in whatever room he wants to anytime. So no matter what situation he's in, no matter who's torturing him, he can be happy, he can be blissful. Now, he still seems to want to get out of prison when the opportunity arises, because he wants to go find somebody else's mansion or something. But anyway, just go wherever you need to go in your own head, but the idea is be moved by the music. And again, happy isn't necessary as long as you've got a replacement value that works for you and works for the judges as well. And you're going to have to look at your videos and get something from that, but it's hard because in the video that you look at, it's two-dimensional. All the energy is gone. All you're seeing is physical movement and not all of that because it's only two-dimensional. So work with that, but also go by what you hear from opinions, people who are watching you. So we need to leave the waltz and go to the next dance. Are there any questions on waltz before we go off? So that's our first dance. Get emotional, and we're going to do that on every single dance. The next dance in your sequence for this Sunday is Quick Step. So get ready to get perky. Do the start again. We're working on hooks tonight. Anyway, remember the judge's motto, if it moves, mark it. So get ready, get going. If you're not sure, don't start. Wait until you're sure. But as soon as you're sure, get moving. So if you start with a natural spin turn, you're starting with something that's relatively stationary. Could be all right. It does a good job of advertising the man's number to everybody. But something that shoots across the floor would be even better. So, for instance, if you know how to do, I don't know, a lockstep, dance a lockstep outside partner, followed by another one, and curve them right around, that would be a cool way to dance in quick step. Is anybody invigilating this weekend?
Hopefully.
Diane? Okay, so she's more likely to accept three locks in a row that don't turn, but I wouldn't mind if you try it in the first round. Start facing Dyke Center, do a prep, and dance three curving locks would be really cool. So we'll just have to see what we can get by her. So, But do remember, if it moves, mark it. So keep moving. Here comes a quick step again. Show me a great hook. Good. Stay with that partner. Come closer to the center. Stand in partnership, all leaders facing that way. Stand in your dance position together, leaders facing that way. The good news about the judges this weekend is you get to hear what they think. So they'll tell you after you've danced what they think about you. One thing I'd like you to focus on is stay close to your partner. Contact helps. Some judges won't mark you unless you're in good contact. Good. So notice you're connected from just above the knee all the way up through and including the rib cage. As you dance the quick step, some of that contact is going to come and go a little bit as you slide on each other to go in line and outside partner, but go for the long contact. Next, notice that your heads are diametrically opposed to each other. So her head is more toward her left elbow, his head is more toward his left elbow. There's a place to go diametrically opposite, which would be bad. Gentlemen, take your head back, and ladies, take your head back. So we don't want that. So we don't want that because it hurts necks, it hurts backs, it hurts biceps. If I'm holding a woman who's going that way, my bicep is going to feel it in just a few seconds. So we go off each other more sideways with rotation. So diametrically opposed, yes, but not this way. It's more each person going toward their left elbow with a little bit of rotation. That will be true in all dances. It just turns out the quick step, not having any promenades, is the one where the position is most static. Never static, but most static. We don't have as many changes in the quick step. So we're going to do the quick step one more time. Go for volume, contact, and make sure that as you're doing the volume thing, it's in the right direction, not the wrong direction. Now we go to the dance that has all the promenades. So, tango. I think somebody said tango, then foxtrot, right? Is that what? Yes, okay. So if your comp partner is here for tango, go to that person. Otherwise, just spread it around, change partners. Here comes a tango. Let's add a couple of things that you're doing. When you are in promenade position, you are in a line figure. Everybody stand in promenade and show me the most beautiful picture you can show. So in every tango, you're going to have a lot of promenades. Make sure it looks fabulous. Do you still feel diametrically opposed? Even in promenade, make sure her head is still going toward its left elbow. Even if it's not looking that way, that's the direction her head weight goes, and his head weight still is toward his left elbow in promenade. Good. Second point about the tango, relax for a moment. Drive with your hips. In this dance, you should, like other standard dances, be knees forward, hips back, chest forward, head back. However, when we hold the hips back, we're just saying, hold them in normal position. Everybody jump up in the air. Notice where your hips are when you land. That's where they should be for standard dancing. Run in place. Notice where your hips are. That's where they should be for standard dancing. So all you have to do is normal physical athletic movement, and your hips go right to the right place. Then, once you've had that found that position, you do that with your partner. And once you've done this with your partner, then you drive everything. Make sure you take your hips with you. Gentlemen moving forward in standard almost always leave the hips behind and drive with their chest. So even in promenade, think drive with the hips from that strong position that you have just found. So here comes a tango again. Align, get good tango, position with yourself, with your partner, and then think hips, strong hip power when you're dancing your tango. Thank you. I hope that didn't sound like I was talking just to the men. Women, I want you to be a force of nature in the tango, and it's all about your pelvis. So, really important. That's not different from the other standard dances. So, waltz, swing your hips, drive your hips, and we're about to dance a foxtrot, the same thing. We find the position the same way, and we use it the same way. Yes?
I have a quick question about tango. One thing I've seen upper level people do with timing is if they have two quicks, we'll do both of them in the first beat. And then nothing on the second beat. Is that allowed, or is that considered a different timing?
That's not considered different timing. That's considered good dancing. Yeah, so grouping them closer together and then having a little time left over.
For example, being like slow and then quick, quick.
Yes.
Instead of quick, quick, quick.
Yes. So just flat, quick, quick is pretty monotonous. We would like to do something more with it.
So is it kind of like the cha-cha step, how if you get there early, you can sink into it?
Yes. Cheat. Whenever you want to win, cheat. So. So we're moving to the foxtrot. Foxtrot partner. Let's restart. We only have a few moments, but with this foxtrot, a woman who is too passive is not helping the team. So when the woman dances a prep step, there's something that happens with her head. When she dances a feather, there's something else. So the woman is always busy, always active. That could be exactly the wrong advice for some of you to hear tonight, but I do want you to notice as you're preparing for this weekend's foxtrot, and particularly as you're watching the winners, notice the woman doesn't just get in taxidermy position and stay. So I want to see women who are actually dancing, contributing, moving. There's no such thing as a dance position. It's dance positions. You're constantly evolving through your positions. So do that again, and let's see active women.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs, another fall, another spring, but there will be.
So Andy, that was your responsibility.
I have a question about the heel lifts. Should I just try to do them as often as I can?
Every step.
But they won't thrill me like your.
Good, good, good. It would be ideal this weekend if you could have a panel discussion after the competition. So after all the awards have been handed out, you'll all be going and getting your individual feedback from the judges. But we'd also like the judges to kind of sit up at the front of the room and everybody ask them questions. What were you thinking while you were judging? How did you make your decisions? What things made a difference to you? Anna Meekhead was asked that question, what are you looking for when you're judging? And she said at a Congress a year ago, she said, sometimes I can't find a distinction between two couples, so if I can't, I just look at the feet, and right away I know what to do. So different judges have different ways of solving that dilemma. So sometimes men see only the man, and the women see only the women, and if they get stuck, all they do is look over on the other side of the partnership, oh, I see what to do now. So each judge has a different way of getting out of that situation. It is the judging nightmare when you can't find distinctions. The best judges in the world, I've heard, walk off the floor and saying, they're all the same, I don't know what to do with that lot. So you have to find out what you can do to make the most distinctions between you and the other couples. Distinguish yourself with great feet, great personality, passion for the music, great frame, whatever it is you don't have, get it. Whatever it is you do have, make sure you play your aces. Some people just don't realize even what their aces are, and they're not playing them. So all of you have really great personalities. When you're thinking about that, bring that to the floor. All of you have really great posture. When you're thinking about that, play that ace. So whatever you do, get all the big cards out on the table. But then you also need to find out what it is the judges are looking for that maybe you're not so good at. So it might be footwork. For instance, in the quick step, if you're finishing a lock step with a heel, that is just a finger in the judge's eye. They hate to see that. So we don't want to see that. They'd rather eat glass than see a lockstep end with a heel. So work on those kinds of things. Judges have strong feelings about things, and that's why I'm saying the panel discussion right after the comp would be best. Alrighty. Have fun this weekend. I wish I could be there. I'm judging the Charlotte Dance Sport Challenge.